Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It's Jesse Steele, and today's Tuesday, July 12th. So, a couple things to go over here. Let's see what we got up first. So this Saturday, there is the 2022 tour of the California Alps is scheduled for this Saturday in July 16th in Alpine and Mono counties. This year's cycling event marks the first since 2019 after organizers had to cancel in 2020 and 2021 due to COVID-19 and the Tamarack fire. As part of the events, Caltrans will temporarily close access to several roads and highways to accommodate the riders. Starting Saturday morning, State Route 89, that's Monitor Pass, will be closed from the junction of State Route 4 to the junction of US 395 from 5 a.m. until noon. State Route 4, Ebbets Pass, will be closed from Lake Alpine to the junction with State Route 89 from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be intermittent traffic delays on State Route 89 between Turtle Rock Park Road and Airport Road from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. Additionally, traffic will be reduced to a single lane on State Route 89 at Markleyville Creek Bridge and on State Route 4 at Silver Creek Bridge to make room for cyclists during the event. There will also be a lane closure on State Route 89 approximately 0.2 miles north of Markleyville. For the latest information on road closures and other conditions on the state highway system, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map at quickmap.dot.ca.gov. You know what else this is called? Unofficially? The Death Ride. Yeah, Amy's one of those crazies that does this, and she's not doing it this year, but she has, I think, 8 of them under her belt. And this is world class here. This isn't like just something that people get on and do. You have to train all year to be able to pull this off. And she's had the women's fastest time multiple times. She doesn't like bragging around about her accomplishments, but she's incredible. So, and anybody that knows her will tell you that, or has heard of her will tell you that, because she's a badass. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this, because she'll kill me for bragging about her. But yeah, she kills the death ride, pun intended. They had me, I don't remember what the word is called, drive around with a truck bed full of Cokes and ice, basically, for her and all of her friends to do this one year. And I would drive 15 miles ahead and pull over and wait for them to get there. And then they'd get out and drink a soda and have some lunch and then go ride. And then I'd drive 15 miles more ahead. And it was all day to do it, but it was pretty rad. And those girls kicked butt. So good. There's many local women that have done it, and they did such a good job. So congratulations to all of you that are going to this and are doing it. It's a very cool event. There's thousands of riders. It's crazy. Like, it doesn't even just seem like, okay, you're going to see 10 bikes. You're going to see like 5,000 bikes, and it's crazy. It's super worth an event. Plus, there's a really great restaurant. I can't remember what it's called, in Markleyville. You pull over to that place. Oh my God, it was incredible. 5-star dining, you know, fancy fine food kind of. Oh my God. Anyway, very cool event, but they do close down all of those roads for that time, so you won't be able to take those passes on that day. So just remember, this Saturday is the death ride. Speaking of COVID, because they had to cancel the death ride, see the little segue I pulled in there? Mono County enters the high COVID-19 community transmission level. I can tell you that for a fact, because I got it from Mono County. This last week, a lot of people, from what I understand, somebody brought it in from LA or something, and it just spread like wildfire in all the bars and all that. So then the actors that went to the bar gave it to each other, and then all the plays had to shut down for a couple of days. And they're back on, by the way. Tonight's Measure to Measure. You're already missing it, so you can't go tonight. But tomorrow's Measure to Measure, and then Thursday is 12th Night. Friday's Measure to Measure. Saturday's 12th Night, and Sunday's Measure to Measure. So there is multiple more chances to see both, and from what I understand, they are fantastic. I have seen Measure to Measure, and I couldn't say more about it. So go check that out for sure. But I need to see 12th Night still, so hopefully I can get up there in one of those 2 days. Excellent job. Anyway, back to COVID. So Thursday, July 7th, Mono County COVID-19 cases increased to 27.7 cases per week per 100,000 individuals, 270.01 case rate, placing the county in the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID-19 high community transmission level. Following this uptick in positive COVID-19 cases, coupled with a revolving door of visitors from other high community transmission level counties, the Mono County Health Department is recommending additional public health protocols to help slow community spread. We understand the fatigue associated with COVID-19 and are grateful for the strides that our community has made in the fight against COVID-19, said Dr. Karen Slack, MD, MPH, Mono County Health Officer. officer. As we experience additional variants and upticks in positive cases, we simply ask residents and visitors to remain vigilant and consider using additional mitigating practices that have proven to reduce spread of infection. Recommended actions based on the high community level include wearing a mask indoors in public, staying up to date with COVID-19 vaccines, and getting tested if you have symptoms. Additional precautions for individuals at high risk for severe illness include staying 6 feet away from people, avoiding poorly ventilated spaces and crowds, washing your hands often, covering coughs and sneezes, cleaning and disinfecting high-touch surfaces, and following recommendations for quarantine and isolation. Details on those precautions can be accessed at the link at easternseernow.com. Testing and isolating remains the best defense against community spread of COVID-19, said Dr. Slack. But the uptick in local cases, as well as the new variants and identified globally and in the United States, is important that we capture local data and continue to be vigilant about containing spread whenever possible. The at-home COVID-19 reporting portal can be accessed at easternseernow.com as well. There are still plenty of places to test. The Optum testing is still serving out of the golf course, I believe, Sierra Star. You can find all those links here at easternseernow.com if you need to test. The home tests work. You just call in and say, hey, I got it, so they know to add you to the list. So anyway, it's back. It's really gnarly up there right now. There's a lot of people I know that have it. And unfortunately, a lot of elderly people, which is not good. So, you know, just be vigilant. It's not about you. It's about everybody else. So please just do that. Hey, one of my favorite places, Laws Museum, 1883 Agent's House, open to the public daily. California State Historical Landmark 953 Laws Narrow Gauge Railroad Station and Yard was built in 1883. The Carson and Colorado Railroad was built between Mound House near Carson City, Nevada, through Laws to Keeler, California, a distance of 300 miles. Laws Station was named in honor of Mr. R.J. Laws, superintendent of the railroad. Between 1883, about 1915, up to about 1915, the railroad provided the only dependable means of transportation in and out of Owens Valley. Train service was stopped on April 30th, 1960. On February 26, 1964, Bishop Museum and Historical Society, DBA Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site, incorporated and began the task of preserving the history and artifacts of Inyo County pioneer families. The Agent's House has undergone several projects under the years. 1916, the kitchen was added. 1923, bought the addition of an indoor bathroom and scullery, followed by the second bedroom. The original colors were oxide red with white trim. Southern Pacific painted the house and depot the yellow with brown trim you see today. In 2010, a foundation was installed to preserve the building. Man, you guys got to see these pictures I'm looking at while I'm reading this. Head over to easternseernow.com and check this out. I'll keep reading, but it looks really cool. We are delighted to announce our goal to have the Agent's House open to the public on a daily basis, and it has been reached. The 2022 restoration and roof replacement made possible through donations from these wonderful donors. Oh my gosh, there's too many for me to list. Go check it out. A lot of wonderful local families jumped in and helped, and that's amazing. Go check them out there, and if you know those guys, give them a pat on the back. Special thanks to their volunteers and staff who lovingly undertook the 2022 restoration project that enables us to keep the Agent's House open on a daily basis. So that's pretty great. Thank you, everybody. The Agent's House, built in 1883 and was occupied until 1960. For 77 years, it was home to over 24 agents and their families. The home is now furnished with period pieces donated by individuals and families throughout the county of Inyo who graciously shared their heirlooms. We strive to capture and preserve the pioneer lifestyle to keep it alive for the benefit of future generations. You guys got to go check this out. That's one of my favorite. I used to have to go in there every single time I went to Laws. So cool. Such a cute little house. That's that like yellowy orange one that's right in the middle, right next to the train. Yeah, you want to go check it out. So head down to Lodz if you haven't been there in a while. Jump in, talk to the people. They're doing a lot out there. They've got a whole new staff, office staff and stuff, and their new creativity behind that and the board and everything, and they're really trying to push to get some events and things happen out there. It's really cool. Lodz is such a cool place. That's got the Jesse Steele Eastern Sierra Now stamp of approval. Hey, check out these little guys. Bishop Little League team wins North District Championships. Nice. Congratulations to the Bishop 10, 11, and 12 teams who just won the tournament in California City and are now the North District Championships. champions. Nice job, guys. They will go on to play Tuesday, July 12th at 8 p.m. against Quartz Hill, who were the South District champions. Way to go. Tournament scores. Game number 2 versus Rosamond. Oh my god, 22-0. Yeesh. Game 4 versus California City, 16-2. Again, yeesh. Game 6 was Tehachapi, 8-2. And again, California City, game 8 was 21-1. These kids are good. Congratulations to Bishop 8-9-10 team, who won their tournament against Kern Valley today. They are North District champions as well. Nice work. Their scores were game 4, Kern River, 6-4. Game 6, wow, Mono County, 16-6. And game 8, Kern River Valley, 14-13. That's a nail biter. That's cool. They will go on to play the South District champions on Tuesday, July 12th, 5:30 p.m. and again in Quartz Hill. So if anybody wants to take a trip out there, go watch them. That's pretty great. But otherwise, just pay attention and we will get their pictures, which are here, and names posted on, and as well as scores on easternsherenow.com. Hey, I was wondering who all of our amazing advertisers are on Eastern Sierra Now. Let's go find out.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
Oh, by the way, also coming on the heels of those is Mammoth Hospital, as well as Mono, Council for the Arts. We love having you on board, and we are super stoked to get some commercials and stuff ready for you in the near future. Thanks for jumping on board. If you're interested and you have a business in advertising on Eastern Sierra Now, please reach out to me at info@easternsierranow.com. Just let me know you're interested and what you want to do and where you want to go, and we'll make it happen. Glad to have you out there. It gets you on the website, on the podcast, all of our social media, gets you on the mobile app, which is huge. You know, the mobile app goes for both Android and iPhone, so it's in everybody's hands right now. I mean, imagine a tourist coming down the freeway. They're looking up Inyo County stuff on EasternSierraNow.com because they want to know where the place to eat tonight is, and they see your restaurant listed as the top spot to eat currently that day because of said special or whatever it is you're doing. That's something you want. Trust me. That's going to be it for today. We are going to close up shop, ladies and gentlemen. We will talk to you tomorrow with some more exciting news from the Eastern Sierra, because when you want your news, you want it now. Kind of sultry the way I did my voice there. Did you hear that? You want it now. I'm out of here.